Welcome to the Musician's Insider. I am your host, Cronus, and today we have Tormod. Why don't
Hey.
you tell us about your film career, what you've been creating, and why you were doing what you're doing, and introduce yourself to my community, please, so we can hear more about you.
Thanks. First of all, thanks for having me. And it's been a long career. I'm as most of the sound designer, I started a band, or I started actually in playing a trombone in a music band, but I started as a bass player when I was quite young. And when you are a bass player, it's quite boring to play, especially to play this heavy rock band. So I get more and more into, oh, you're a guitarist. But I get more and more into producing, mixing. We did all the recordings when we practice, and so that's kind of what I get into. And of course, from early age, I was so into films, and we shot my some buddies. We shot film, like we did short films, like early on Super 8, and we kind of did on like a 4-track. The cassette deck, we did some sound, and we kind of, when we showed it to the school, we kind of synced it, push play at the same time. And we
Oh,
so so
wow.
that was, yeah so it was an early kind of a sync. But there was I just found out how much impact you can do with sound, even if you have limited resources on kind of the Super 8, and we didn't have any VFX or so, but using sound and music could really give a big impact. So I was more and more into films, so that was really a great start. And then I of course went to film school. I worked at the TV local TV station in hometown, and just went from there.
And what city did you grow up in? And for my viewers to understand what part of the
Yeah,
world.
no, it's Oslo in Norway. I was actually a little bit outside Oslo, but school in Oslo in Norway. So that's I'm actually in Oslo now. Pretty cold here. We had like a north in Norway. We had a really bad storm here. Like
I'm in
so,
Canada,
but
but it is
oh
not,
yeah,
we have, it's minus one, but there's really not the winter we're used to.
no,
Not so
okay.
much at all.
This has
Very
been
mild.
this is a wild winter, with lots of snow, and but it's good. We
Do you
like it there. We
participate
like
in
snow.
winter sports there?
Yeah, definitely.
Like what
So
kind?
I do both cross skiing and downhill, mostly downhill. But sometimes I like to. Well, I'm going to probably talk about this film, but I love the nature. I love to, especially in morning, if I have a chance to just go up and do some cross-country skiing early in the morning. Sometimes when we are in the beginning of a project, I can have a walk with a director. We just ha and just talk. That's also they're like, or go out, just not only sit in the studio. It's a quite creative thing to do. Just you get new inspiration, and you like in another environment. So that's, for me, it's I love to go in nature. Not go in nature, but go out, spend some time there, and just get some new ideas. And
That's great. I walk every single day. Today I walked with
Oh,
my
cool.
best friend at noon. I have
Yeah.
another TikTok account called Daily Walk Guy, and I'm starting to get lots of views on it. But and don't worry, we have time. We'll talk about everything. I just wanted to get an idea of where you're coming from so that we can get a perspective of who you are a little bit more. And like you said, you worked. So when I was in high school, I remember a friend of mine lent me a 4-track. So I had 4-track with the cassette tapes, and if you can use all 4 tracks, but then you put it in the regular player. And the other side is backwards, and you learn how that works, right? So, I mean, I learned all that too, and that's neat that you like. So we had like singing machines for karaoke when we were younger, and that was kind of the most that we had in public school. But then we started performing at high school, which was cool. So I think we probably grew up around the same time, and I feel you on the 4-track, and then having to press it along with the visuals to make them work. I use Ableton and Resolume now to do the same thing, and I just hit play on this. And it all works. So
Oh,
tell me about this film. What was the inspiration for the film? Why would you
well,
what was the reason that you made it, and what's tell me what's going on?
yeah, this documentary, I mostly I do like feature films. I've done so many different feature films, and then Norwegian films, of course, European films, and American films. So, but I was lucky to do documentary 4 years ago called Flea. And it was an amazing documentary, and it was 3 times Oscar nominated. It was so sound driven. It was so fun to work on. So after doing that film, Margrethe, a documentarist in Norway, she called me and said, "I have this beautiful documentary. You have to. I have to. I want to come to you and just talk about it." And that was well, like half a year before she started shooting. So. She came to my studio and told me a story about her as when she was young. That was kind of inspiration of the whole documentary, the project. That she told me that she went walking with her father in the mountain, up in the mountain, and in front of the glacier. They were sitting in front of a glacier, and it was like, you know, ice cracks or crevasse, like
Yep.
there. And she heard some sound because you, when you wind, like kind of goes through those cracks, it made a sound that was almost sounds like orchestra. So she said, ask her father, can you hear? There's someone playing down there. She was like 6 years old. And the father answered, "Yes, can you hear them also?" So that was so. Since she was like child,
Nature's
she's been,
orchestra.
So that was the whole idea. And she went. So that was her childhood, walking around in mountains, listening to things and experiencing, and you know, fairy tales and all those things. So she had this idea to walk 1 year with her father around in the mountain for a year, and just sense then what's happening. And the idea was to create sound for the nature that the nature got a kind of his or her their own voice kind of character. So
Capturing
we,
Mother Nature.
yeah,
Oh, I think
captured.
that
So
was
that was.
it was beautiful. I watched it twice. I watched it
Oh,
earlier on, and then I watched it again to remind. And I had it on when I was like just working a bit too. And the cinematography is fantastic. And
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was trying to understand the story, and it really seemed like it was almost like a love letter to the nature from the person that has just enjoyed it without a real serious plot or anything. Obviously, it's just mostly
No,
about
at
the
least.
plot is the view, right?
There is no morale, but when you see it, you just understand that. You have to take care of it, and you have to take some time to go out and explore it. So we kind of started, and the great thing about this film was the collaboration between me, director, the composer, the editor, and the photographer, and the sound recordist on set, because we started early before shooting. How can we do this in the best way? So what we did was like, because we want to find the soul, Mother Nature's the soul and the pulse and everything. So the recordist and I as well, we went out there. So mostly all of the sound you can hear in this film are from the area around or at the place. But of course there are some we have to we there are some sounds we had to pick from other places or record other places, but mostly. And what we did was we went out and tried to find things that either had a pulse or had a kind of a texture or a voice. So we lowered kind of microphones down 50 meters, like no more. 50, how much was this? Like 60 meters. That's 100 and. I don't know, 80 feet, or I don't
I'm in
know.
Canada. We're metric, but my American viewers
Okay.
appreciate the feet and inches. Half
No, but
a mile down.
so, yeah, we're Oh, he lowered it down there, and there was suddenly we was like a tick,
Cordoba.
tick, tick, like a pulse. There was a, and it wasn't like dripping. It was something else, and it was like it's just suddenly start, and it was in sync all the time, and it was amazing. So we collected all those sounds, different sounds, winds, and of course, when you can listen to sounds. And you can tell what kind of weather is coming or what. So when you know the waterfall, when it hits the wall, it sounds like a big drum, like a bass drum, and that's means that the weather is changing. So there are so many things we did. Record all stuff. I collect them, treat them, put those together, and then I send it to the composer. And she listened to it and invite what call it a violinist player or orchestra, small orchestra,
Strings. And so
strings.
just for one second, I want to explain to my audience what your role was for the film, like the overall role, the credit. What do you
I was like a I'm a sound designer
sound designer?
and a sound designer and supervisor, and also did a sound mix on this one, so, a
Okay.
re-recording mixer. So we could, and but I had a sound recordist on set that followed the crew for the whole year, but also did some, and my crew also did some extra recordings. But so my kind of role was to glue everything together. So at that point I sent sounds to her, and they just got inspiration of what. And they're just starting to make music of what they heard, all those sounds, and of that she kind of wrote all, because there's a big orchestra, like symphony, at some places. So from inspiration of the sound we collected, we got the music, and then we like so that is the whole kind of sound design texture just glues together with the music, and yeah, so that was the big idea, and it works quite good.
And what will be the outcome of the picture's release? Where will it be released? Or has it been shown anywhere yet at film festivals?
It's been shown in Norway and Europe, and it was the Norwegian Oscar candidate, didn't made it, but it's gonna be in US and you now you in I think it's February. It's gonna be US and Canada release. So
Very
yeah, definitely
cool.
have to. Yeah, so
And
they
what's the
have
title? What's the
you
release title in the US?
Songs of Earth,
Okay.
Songs
Songs
of
of Earth.
Earth. Yeah,
Beautiful. Will there
so
be
it's
a website for this too that I can send
yeah,
people
definitely.
to?
I can, yeah, it's you can, you should definitely go into Spotify and listen to the soundtrack. It's a beautiful soundtrack. There you can listen to the sound I made that went into. So, Songs of Earth on Spotify, and of course the website.
Yeah, can you email me after this just any links and I will edit this and I'll put them all right there and right there.
Perfect. No, but for me, it was like a great experience doing this film, and so it's about, and of course it's about father as well, and he's traveling. He's like 84 years old, still goes high up in the mountain,
We have his
and
reaction to the movie yet?
he's thrilled. But it's amazing, and he has, and he's like, he has few words, he don't talk too much, but what he says is quite is great,
A
and
man of
it's
a few words, but they mean so much. That's the best.
definitely, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I
So
got that vibe watching it that he was very important to this picture and his, those walks were so meaningful. Like I got that vibe. And being a person who walks in nature every day for some reason, I happen to be, I really appreciated that. I do a lot of hiking and stuff. Like I was in Los Angeles for 13 years. I would hike there a lot, and now I'm in Canada
Oh,
now because
nice.
of the pandemic and it's beautiful. I'm on a place called Georgian Bay, which is about an hour and 30 minutes north from Toronto. So I'm
Oh,
close to
nice.
Toronto, is
I
where I am.
love Toronto. I
And
love
you,
Toronto.
yes, it's a great place, and the people are so good. It's a lot different than Los Angeles, different vibe.
Definitely. I've been there a couple of times, and we went there with this film when it was on the TIFF, known on
Toronto Film Festival last
Toronto
summer,
Film Festival.
yes. And it was played there.
And it
Very
was
good.
went really well. And the cool thing there is like this film, of course, we are kind of what do you call it? We are spoiled with all the nature here in Norway and probably in Canada as well. But
Yeah.
showing this film, especially in New York, we went to the NYC Doc screen there, and also in Canada. It's so touching, because people see and they just realize I'm living in a big city. I'm just walking to back and forth to work, and I work too much. I forgot to enjoy.
How beautiful a
I
world can
forgot.
be.
Yeah, definitely. And for me as well, just working on this film, I've been now I'm I try to, because I'm, we are working in an industry that are not like 9 to 5. It's like a lifestyle, so we work a lot of hours, but I try to kind of find places where I can do hiking and go skiing because it's so important.
And some of the other people you worked with, did you want to mention any of the names of any of the people that were on the project?
Of course. Rebecca Karior, she's the composer, great composer. You have to look her up. The sorry, and photo, the DOP, or like
Director of photography.
Lars Erlend Øymo, he's a great guy as well. And the recordist is Andreas Lindeberg, and he did amazing things. So what we planned everything before, so we
I
knew
love
what
that.
we want to. And the collaboration with the editor, he kind of is often, especially in Norwegian films, because the budgets are limited, they kind of, I have this thing that I want to be early in, but mostly they cut the film and then you start doing the sound. And I can't, I hate that. I just want to, and this was really big because we had planned it before shooting. The editor gave me sequences. I did sound on that
And
from
this is so you
Cinemac.
can cut to the music, right?
So
Yeah.
we kind of had a collaboration with a picture editor and me, so we can kind of did one scene, one sequence. He sent it to me. I did some adjustment. I sent it back to him, and we kind of was a collaboration all the time instead of just getting a final picture. So, and for me, it's like so important that I always said it's like four places you can do great sound, and that's in script, because you can in early in script you can think about sound there, and of course before shooting, if there are like a scene with lots of winds or something, you need to have some visuals that, or else it's just something that you put on that doesn't work. Then of course to get great recordings of voices during the recording, that's also good for the sound design later. And the last place where you can really do great sound design that are some like story driven is in the editing room when you do the picture as well. So to be a part of where the people that cut the film is so important, because there you kind of put everything together.
My experience with in a band, I've played in bands where we've shot music videos, and if you're not in the editing room, sometimes they just edit band members completely out of the video. It's like you have to put the other band members in the video. You have to, or else they're going to get angry.
Definitely. No, it's the whole like everything is a story for like making a film is a storytelling, like, and you have different, you have like picture, we have narrative, and then you have sound and music, and they should play together, and should it's
So
like
my takeaway from this is how important the preparation step was in this for you, and that you do this, because when we shot a video at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, it's a bar, during COVID, we had to make sure that the fire department knew we were using fog so that if the fire alarm went off, it wasn't a problem. We were only allowed 4 people in the room because of COVID. And we had to pay for all his rentals, and we had to have Airbnbs and make sure the parking was figured out. And we had planned it all ahead of time, and then we show up and we just shoot it. And like by having all the wardrobe done ahead of time, weeks in advance, and the costumes, we nailed it. And it looks great. I'm real happy with the product. And I basically made a small movie, right? And that was last like a couple summers ago here in Canada during COVID. So I can respect what goes into this. And I just think the takeaway there, as I said, is planning it all out. Like you have your storyboard, you have your scripts, you have everything when you make a film, and people don't realize how hard that is and what you've actually done to make this work with the microphones and everything.
It's true. And as a preparing and planning is it's crucial. And a lot of things, like as we talked about, like to since I kind of grew up with all the four tracks and limited, like you have limited
Analog.
time and limited so you have to take decision, you have to figure out not do just recording, you have to figure out how to put the microphone right because you don't have too many plugs or too many things to fix it. So I'm kind of teached into to
Efficiency.
do and be limited and be do all the things great instead of just try to fix things later. So and put hundreds of plugs on. Of course, we use plugs all the time, but I try to, you know. So
So,
that's
I'm curious though, what is up for you after this project? What is next on your plate?
Now, what I'm working on now, there's a big scale Disney film, but that's a secret. But we recently did another Disney film called Young Woman and Sea that's gonna be released this summer. It's a Jerry Bruckheimer Disney. I can't say too much about it,
If
but
you
it's
want to
Young
come
Woman and
back
Sea.
and talk about it, you're always
Yeah,
welcome to come
definitely,
back.
we can do that. Yeah, that's we can do that then. But I do both. I do we I'm done a kind of animation film here in Norway. So I do different things, of course. And we are actually now also doing a war movie. We are good at doing war movies in Norway. We are doing lots of them. This is like a different take. And a fun thing about that, this is like because you have the typical war movie, and but now it's more war movie, but more
Contemporary film?
inside. Yeah, it's more inside a psychology inside a character, one of the greatest like war heroes we have in Norway, but not what he'd done, but his feeling. So
Okay. Try to get
we
inside
have
his head
a
and understand who he was,
so
not what he did.
yeah. No,
Okay.
so we have so music wise, we have chosen a great musician that are more into he a guitar player that do like more not noise but like drones. It's really
Acoustic.
great acoustic. Yeah, he do both acoustic and what do you call it,
More
electric
earth,
guitars.
more air, more air, lots of delay, clean guitar.
So it's like
Okay. Pink
but it's
Floyd.
fun. It's so but it's definitely a great movie to work on. And he had this great story today. I met the composer and he told me that about how like working he's sharing his studio with another band, and they've been playing for t like 27 years. And they kind of made, I think, like 17, 18 records. One of the greatest band we have in Norway, but they are not the biggest band we have in Norway, but they are really cool. They're called Mo Motorcycle. But they told me
Motorcycle.
that they're the Motorcycle. Then they played in like 27, 28 years. But they come in every day from 9 to 5 and rehearse and write the whole band. They have done this for 28 years. It's amazing. And
Wow.
because there's so many kids now, they just want to do things. They just want to get fame and just want to and so on, But the best bands and the best directors and best, they are working so hard and they're so precise. And so it's so important that you put in your hours,
Yes.
be focused.
Yes, and I
And
don't want to second that. I just want to second that for my audience that when I was in bands, like if you don't rehearse 3 times a week, you're gonna get sloppy. I mean, if you're touring, that's great because your live show is a bit of a rehearsal. But if you're not booking dates, you can't just go 6, 8 weeks without doing anything. You're gonna lose your tightness. Now, the pros can sort of just rehearse before they go, but you're an up and comer, man. Don't change your 3 times a week schedule and make it only on Sundays, and then suddenly you cancel the Sunday you're practicing once a month. I've had that happen to me before, and it's not good. But I love that work ethic. That's wonderful.
It's, for me, it's been to be focused, and for me, it's like I've done so many films now. I've been lucky and do so many different size and different projects. But still, I'm both kind of, we'll call it, curious about the new project and try to find new ways, and also worry that I'm not capable. But of course, I have done so many things that you're a little bit safer. But you know the feeling that you want to reach, you have to
You're
do even
challenging
better this
yourself.
time. Yeah,
You're
definitely.
challenging yourself with something new, and you
Yeah.
know you can do it, but you haven't done it yet.
No. So we just want to. So.
I'd love to hear about it
So,
when you're done. I think that sounds very interesting. So you can
but
maybe think about how you can ex describe it to us once you're allowed to.
definitely.
One thing we
But
were
I.
talking. Go ahead.
No, you're.
We were just talking about other things, like in I've been on an industry panel today, and I'm going to go back to it after this. The Do It Together community in Toronto. It's very cool. DIT community, you should join it. It's national international community for Toronto, but for the world to it's like another music conference kind of thing. But it's
Nice.
you join and you stay in the community, you continue to talk to them, not just once a year. But we were just talking about different methods of everything that's going on, and there's so much changing. Like, it's almost like, where do you focus, right? Where do you put your efforts? Is it, online? Is it creating a full record the right way when people are writing hooks for 1 minute for TikTok? It's very interesting right now. Interesting time. So
Oh, yeah, definitely. But that sounds cool. I need to join your because that is an interesting talk. Because we have seen it's been lately it's been like so many TV series that has been put in the same formula, kind of, Netflix, and so we get the same kind of everything looks the same and have the same feeling, and some you can and music as well could be like all sounds the same. But I think that what we need, the audience need to have some new and fresh and something that totally different. So we are always striving for something that's new and fresh and not
collaboration is big.
yeah, definitely.
Today we were talking about Band Lab at the event, and one of my friends was bugging me about he wants me to write a song on them today. I'm like, let's just do it on Band Lab.
Yeah.
He lives across the street too. It's kind of funny.
Okay. Now
So
for
that's
me, it's
cool.
like teamwork is so important, because we are, of course, when we do sound on film, we are, it's not only me, it's like we are a team of if I, when I did when we did Maleficent, or when I did Pirates of Caribbean, that was huge. Then we were like 15, 20, but we are whilst the sound is on. But
And what did you
Norwegian
do for them?
project,
What was your
sound
role?
on now on Maleficent, I was sound designer,
Sound designer. That's great.
but so well, we are really lucky and done a couple of those big ones. But on yeah, but so we are a crew of five, six people when we do in Norway, and I love to give them ownership, and they have to read the script, of course, because if they meet the director, even if they're just going to do a small part, yeah, I want them to read the script, and I want them to we sit together and watch it, and I want to have feedback from everybody. But of course, I and the director are kind of in charge of where, but I love the teamwork, the as you are the band,
Collaboration.
yeah, collaboration, and yeah, new ideas, and especially the young ones, they have so many cool ideas. So
So for you, what are you using these days? Because we were just talking about this with Spotify being such a disaster right now and so convolutedly polluted. What are you using for new music discovery? How are you finding new music?
oh
Interesting question.
no, yeah, definitely. Now what time is it? Are we now?
Or do you just listen to what you
Okay.
listened to when you were 15? For me, it's Pantera.
Yeah, that's a go to live concert. I
I
love to
need
go
to go to
to
that.
concert. Yeah, I saw I've seen, I saw Pantera at the rock festival here in Norway
Was
this
Zakk
summer.
Wild?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The recent one or
Yeah.
the yeah, I saw it with
Yeah.
Dimebag.
Okay.
I haven't seen the new one, but I need to see it now that they're well rehearsed and
Yeah,
my favorite
because
songs
I was
that
in
loud.
now was it 2000 before the pandemic. I saw them in Copenhagen at Roskilde. That was in 2013. So that's and they're good. They are
I
great.
know, I
That's
know.
live. That's live. That's like
It's one of my favorite all time, and I'm a huge fan of Dimebag. Like my pick is
Yeah.
has stuff on it that was Dimebag's pick had little things on it, and I was inspired by that to make this pick the way I did.
Okay.
Okay, well,
Oh, nice.
so the finding new music, I mean, there's
Yeah.
different ways, like apps like
Yeah,
Dance
definitely.
Waves. Weird apps on the phone that'll like when you find a song you like, then you Shazam it and then you add it to your Spotify playlist of songs that I like. That's what I do. But
What I often do when I, especially till films, we just, of course, we have, of course, you have Spotify and you have the, oh, what called Tidal. But I often get inspired of what, like film music, especially what we had done earlier. And often I go in just to get inspiration. I often, because when you do films, you get all these different stems, you know. So sometimes I just listen to a song and I go into the stems of it and just
just mute different
fix.
parts and see what's there.
Just to get a sense of, oh, that was a cool sound that could be, and then you get inspired by that, and you try to create
Well,
stuff.
that
And the cool thing about film music is like when you do film music, it's like you try to do some emotion, try to give the film more emotion. But you could do that with sound as well, because you can do, backgrounds and effects could be either in sync, and if it's not, if it's in rhythm and you go out of rhythm, the audience get a little bit worried, and you have like backgrounds and thing get be can be in harmony and then go disharmony, so you don't know what's happening, but you just feel this
some of my favorite
bad
movies
vibe.
tell the stories. Like one of my favorite movies is Dazed and Confused, and it's like the music tells the story sometimes. I can't even explain it, but when I hear this song, it reminds me of the scene from the movie, right? So if you can tell the story with the music, that works a lot. I love that.
Yeah,
That's
definitely.
really
And for me
cool.
it's like especially I love when also the music, because sometimes there are films that are music all the time, just telling you go, you now we're gonna feel this and now we're gonna feel that. I don't like that. But the greatest thing you can do with music is if the audience start to feel something, they are let them feel, and then you can build it stronger with the music later. So you wait to the audience start to feel something, and then you just build it after that. Don't put it on early, and that we call it like that's the thing.
Suspense.
And you just wait till
Anticipation.
something. So, because what often happens when, because the director, he writes a script and have this feeling when he writes the script, and then he starts shooting and editing, he want to have the same feeling that he had when he wrote the script, but you can't have that as the second time. So he kind of, okay, then we need, so he put more and more on, and it tells me as a sound designer, I need to have this feeling there, and it tells the composer and the guy who do the coloring and everybody. So sometimes it just go overload, because we all do the,
Well, I'm
and
thinking about in the
instead would just be clean.
genre of like horror movies and suspense and thriller. Like I used to be when I was a kid, I was scared of scary movies sometimes, and it was the music that scared me the most, right? So that's such an important, I don't know if you've done any horror movies because it's kind of not necessarily the best genre, but for music it really, I'm not super into horror, but it makes a massive difference. And also I just watched one of my favorite movies of all time, Amadeus. Right? That movie is
Yeah.
amazing, and the music tells the story so well. You
Yeah.
know, he's writing his own requiem. I don't
Yeah,
know. I love that movie.
it's fun thing that like silence in those movie can be so scary because there are the small, you're just waiting. You have this bad feeling. That's something. So silence and small details are important as well.
Okay, well, I think that's probably all I have for you today. If there's anything
Yeah.
else you wanted me to share with my audience, let me know. Please send over all the links. I will put them into the video, and I'll let you know when
Okay, I
it
will send
goes
you.
live in the
Definitely.
next 2 weeks. This will go live, and I look forward to seeing what other stuff you're up to. Tormund, it's very nice
Definitely.
to meet you today.
Yeah,
So
likewise.
I'm Aaron. This has been the Musicians Insider, and thank you so much for being on.